Purchasing process signals. Purchasing will generally be able to view the planned order releases from Material Requirements Planning, MRP, even before the planned orders have been released so that they can plan ahead. These are usually executed using contract buying. Contract buying is the authorization of material releases against a long-term contract. It is used for high-volume and/or high-frequency purchases such as for Material Requirements Planning, MRP. Rather than generating a purchase order, purchasing will release orders against the schedule or in lots as specified in the blanket purchase order or other long-term contract. Contract buying may take forms such as buying through a blanket purchase order or another type of long-term contract. Such orders may be set up to be released upon approval for automatic transfer to the supplier using electronic data interchange, EDI. Buying using supplier scheduling, which is when MRP data on required due dates are directly used in the supplier's master scheduling process. Buying using continuous replenishment, which involves providing daily notifications of sales, and the supplier providing replenishment without needing replenishment orders. Another type of contract buying is specialized for pull systems such as Lean. Lean production systems use Kanban signals, cards, empty bins, etc. to trigger replenishment need, and often no purchase order or requisition is needed as per the long-term contract with the supplier. Instead, a process of backflushing may be used, which determines how many units of each subcomponent were used based on MRP backflushing rules. Thus, for a door manufacturer purchasing lock sets, the number of units produced is multiplied by the number of lock sets per unit to determine the payment due to the supplier and the number of units to be replenished. A similar situation is called buffer replenishment. A minimum inventory level is specified as a reorder point. When the inventory reaches that level, a fixed amount is automatically reordered using contract ordering, or a requisition is generated to begin the purchasing cycle. Conventional requisitions originating outside of MRP may also be used to initiate purchasing via the purchasing cycle, and these are issued for equipment purchases, as well as for unique or small volume items needed for engineer or make to order production. Specifying logistics. Contract buying is often used to also enable better coordination of the logistics involved with the materials purchased. This could involve many things addressed in more detail elsewhere. But here is a list of important logistics considerations that may need adjustment to maintain schedules and costs. Contract buying that subcontracts logistics to a third-party logistics provider, 3PL, or a fourth-party logistics provider, 4PL. A 4PL orchestrates multiple 3PLs and other logistics resources. Mode or modes of transportation to use, called multimodal or intermodal when multiple modes are used. Whether to ship in full truckload, TL or FTL, less than truckload, LTL, etc. Whether to use speciality means of replenishment, such as cross-docking, point-of-use delivery, or direct shipment.